Horseshoes, rabbit's feet, four-leaf clovers? Get real. You don't rely on lucky charms to get more profit potential. Because you know that great yields thrive on science, not superstition. So protect your crop with Miravis Neo Fungicide, proven to outperform, outlast, and outyield all the rest. To see your best yields, trust Miravis Neo Fungicide, because you don't need luck. You need an edge. Ask your Syngenta retailer about Miravis Neo now. Always read and follow label instructions.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Time for Name That Tune, One Hit Wonder Edition.
That's right. Name That Tune, One Hit Wonders, and we can even guess their net worth as of today. So I've got tunes for you to name if you've never played this game before, and I've got clues that go along with these tunes. I'm going to read the clue first. If you know the tune based on the clue, buzz in with your name because, yes, you guessed it. Your name is your buzzer. If you don't know the tune based on the clue, I will play the tune for you. Same rules. Name is your buzzer. Are we ready to play?
I am.
You bet.
All right. Don't forget the theme, guys. One hit wonders. Tune and clue number one. In America, this song was so pervasive that it may have ultimately hurt the band's fortunes in our country. When their second single, Don't Talk, Just Kiss, was released, it made number 76 on the charts. And since so many radio stations were still playing this song, they weren't interested in playing something different from this band. And their third single, Deeply Dippy, sank like a stone.
Wow, Deeply Dippy.
I almost said
it sounded like
the
it.
Words
didn't really help
this
me.
Song. Here's your tune, number one.
I'm too sexy for my...
Hot Wings.
I'm too sexy, right, said Fred.
That's right.
Love, too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
Can you guess how much, right, said Fred, is worth today?
So that's a band, not a person.
Right.
Well, actually, I mean...
Yes.
I think two guys in that band. Group, or whatever the hell they were. I mean, I think they did have some other hits in other places.
I'm too sexy for my shirt.
So,
too sexy for
and
my shirt.
Gosh,
so sexy,
I'll bet they're worth $10 million.
$6 million.
$5 million.
Okay, so Hobbins gets a music point. I get an economy point.
Yep, yes, exactly. Keep track of your own points, please.
Okay, all right. Okay.
All right. Tune and clue number two. This song is about a woman who thought she found the perfect man, only to find out he was Mr. Wrong all along. To say she is taking it hard is an understatement. She's so upset that she ends up cold, shamed, and lying naked on the floor.
Oh.
Here's your tune, number two.
I thought I saw a man.
Hot Wings.
Torn, Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah.
He was warm, he came around. He was dignified.
Oh, back in the 90s now.
What it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man.
I think this was a remake, too. That it wasn't an original. Yeah, I found that out. I'm pretty sure I heard that. I went, oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know him anymore.
What is Natalie's net worth as of 2023?
Well, she was like a soap opera star and stuff in Australia. So I'm going to say she is worth $7 million.
$2
million. $16 million.
Oh, I was far off, but I still got an economy point.
Okay.
Yeah, now he's got two music points, one economy point. I just have one economy point. This ain't great.
Y'all ready for tune number three?
Yeah, this one's mine.
Name that tune.
Probably not.
One Hit Wonders edition. The sketch comedy show In Living Color did a parody of this song, Trail Mix a Lot, called Baby Got Back.
Free beer.
Baby Got Snacks. Dang it. Free beer.
Sir Mix a Lot, Baby's Got Back.
Wow.
No?
You with the plurals in this game.
Baby Got Back? Oh, son of a.
Sir Mix a Lot, Baby Got Back.
Oh, that's right. My God. Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like
one of those rap guys.
Not knowing all the other lyrics to this, you know, and understanding that my kids rap guys. Thought this was the greatest
they
song.
They only talked
yeah.
to her.
It is great.
Quoted a lot at our house.
A total. I mean, her butt is just so big. I can't believe it's just so round. It's like out there. I mean,
they are worth
gross. Look.
$30 million.
I was going to say about
wow.
$30 million.
I would have been way low.
And I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. And when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Want to pull up tough because you notice that butt was stuck. Deep in the jeans, she's wearing.
At my 7th grade or 8th grade dance, whatever it was when this was out, people requested this so many times. The DJ played it 4 times and then said, "We're not playing it anymore." We were all, I'm sure, pretty cool dancing to this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so cool. My gosh.
All right. Tune and clue number 4. In the Friends episode, the one where they're up all night, Phoebe distracts herself from her beeping smoke alarm by singing this song, only to get it stuck in her head for the rest of the episode. Free beer.
Wicked Game, Chris Isaac.
No.
It's
a great song, though.
It is a great song.
Any guesses, Hot Wings?
No.
Here's your tune, number 4.
Free beer.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Mickey. Tony Basil.
That's right. How much is Tony Basil worth?
I don't know. She's dead.
She's dead.
$2 million.
How many? Or how much, Howie?
Are we talking the estate?
Yes.
It's okay. Okay.
No, how much she has in her coffin?
I'm going to say she was probably worth about $3.5 million.
$5 million.
Dang it.
Howie gets the tune point and the net worth point. The fact that this was an actual song blows my mind. I just thought it was for TV, like made for something stupid on TV.
It
that
would
people
make
got
sense.
Into. Yeah.
Yeah. Like all it right. was a like a theme song that are like, oh, I love that theme song.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tune and clue number 5. This is Name That Tune, One Hit Wonders Edition. Shortly after singing the line, "Even the wrong words seem to rhyme," this singer says, "I somehow find you and I collide." Now notice find and collide don't really rhyme. But then again, sometimes the wrong words seem to rhyme just right.
Wow.
Here's your tune, number 5.
The dawn is breaking. A light shining through. You're barely waking. And I'm tangled up in you.
I used to love this song too.
Yeah.
This is Howie Day.
Oh.
And the song is called
Smile.
Collide.
I could not be worse at this game.
How much is Howie Day worth these
$200,000.
My God, $11.
$2 million.
Wait, I don't even remember Howie Day.
Man, I thought
that
so
he didn't
so
have
good.
A song named Smile ever?
I don't think so. I think you're thinking of that other guy. It says, "I'm effing high." That one.
That could be.
That's I think.
I don't know who that is either.
I don't either.
Play that one. I'll get it wrong too.
Tune and clue number 6. In December 2001, a judge ordered a 17-year-old boy to listen to this song and write a three paragraph summary of the song after he was caught driving with a marijuana pipe. The judge also told him he was an embarrassment to his mother.
What?
Tune and clue number 6.
Yeah. I was gonna clean my room.
Hot Wings.
I Got High by Shaggy.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
free
no.
beer.
Hot Wings. Hot Wings.
I Got High. By Diplo.
No.
Hot Wings.
No.
Hot Wings.
I don't know.
No.
I know that's wrong.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
I Got High by Afro Man.
You guys are still leaving out a word in the very beginning.
Oh.
Hot Wings.
So I Got High.
No.
By Afro Man.
Free beer.
Afro Man, Because I Got
That's
High.
That's right.
Oh, because.
Until I got high. I was going to get up and find the broom, but then I got high. La-da-da-da-da. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high.
This was a hit.
Because I got high.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got high.
How much are they worth, Afro Man?
Oh, boy.
$3 million.
Owings?
$1.5 million.
$100,000.
Oh, but yeah, they smoked it all. Yeah, are you kidding? Guys like that can't save money.
All right, tune in clue number 7. In 2003, this was used in a Swiffer commercial for wet mops. In the ad, a woman cleans the house with a Swiffer while doing robotic motions, much like the one the artist did in the music video for this song. Another fun fact, Procter & Gamble, who make Swiffer, originally had the artist re-record this for their commercials as "You Must Swiff It." But the lawyers...
Dang it.
Hot Wings.
Whip It, Devo.
That's right. Their lawyers realized it would be hundreds of thousands of dollars to actually do that. So they changed the lyrics to "You Must Swiffer." How much is Devo worth these days?
They have a real cult following.
Yeah, I'm going to say $15 million.
I'm going to say $20 million.
One of you has it right on the head. Premier, $15 million.
No.
And I'm killing it on the economy points. 3-2.
Tune and clue number 8. This song gained popularity when it was used in a recurring Saturday Night Live sketch about three guys who go clubbing. They all dress alike in outdated fashion and torment women at the clubs by forcing their dancing upon these women. There's very little dialogue in these sketches, and the song plays throughout the entire sketch, with the three men bobbing their heads in unison to the song. In 1998, the skit was extended to a full-length movie called A Night at the Roxbury.
Still remarkable that that became a movie.
Yes.
Oh, God, what is this stupid group?
Here is tune number 8.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt.
Hot Wings.
What is love? Shadoway.
I have Hadaway. Is it Shadoway?
Free beer.
Maybe it's Hadaway.
Free beer.
What is love? Hadaway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thought of a Shadaway.
What a victory. No more.
That is Hadaway.
Yeah, I was like, man, is this one of those times where I got it way wrong? No more.
I'm going to say they're worth $10 million because they got the movie. It was used for a long time.
Free Beer says $10 million. Hot Wings, what say you?
Oh, man. I'm going to say like $1
million. They are worth $6 million.
All right, one more.
All right, one more. Final tune. Name that tune. One Hit Wonders. This song is a patchwork quilt of influences from funk, house, pop, all the way to jazz. And it shouldn't work together, but somehow it does. It explodes with kooky, joyful noises from slide whistles to finger pops, scratches to cowbells. It all creates this impression that the listener is privy to the best party on earth. Here's your final tune, and name that tune, One Hit Wonders Edition.
Hot Wings.
Hot Wings.
Groove is in the Heart by D-Light.
That's right.
Wow.
What is D-Light worth these days?
$3 million.
Hot Wings?
About $1 million.
$114,000.
D-Light, come on.
I think that's a Herbie Hancock sample that they used. From the soundtrack to Blow Up. If I'm not mistaken.
I never thought about the billions of sound effects and everything else in this before. Just sort of blend in.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.